It might help us all if you could clarify precisely what our forces are doing in Iraq today. And you all suggested that if situation changes, you might recommend or come to us with recommendations that they would enhance their mission or change their mission. But can you clarify what they're doing?
Yeah, I can. Thanks for asking, Senator. First of all, I think everyone should be aware when we talk about combat forces, that's all we grow. When we bring a young man or woman in the military, they come in to be a combat soldier or a combat Marine or a combat. We don't bring them in to be anything other than combat capable. But that's different than how we use them. And in the case of our contributions in Iraq right now, the airmen, as the ranking member mentioned, are very much in a combat role. The folks on the ground are in a very much a combat advisory role. They are not participating in direct combat. There is no intention for them to do so. I've mentioned, though, that if I found that circumstance evolving, that I would, of course, change my recommendation. An example. If the Iraqi security forces and the Pesh were at some point ready to retake Mosul, a mission that I would find to be extraordinarily complex, it could very well be part of that particular mission to provide close combat advising or accompanying for that mission. But for the day-to-day activities that I anticipate will evolve over time, I don't see it to be necessary right now.